We're very excited. Uh-huh. So this is going to be Teresa Caputo live, the experience, and you're coming to the Tampa Bay area.
I sure am.
So this is Wednesday, April 18th, 7:30 p.m. This is at the RP Funding Center in Lakeland, which was formerly the Lakeland Center. I mean, obviously, you'd have to be under a rock to not know all about the Long Island Medium. And like when people purchase their tickets, and I know I've already talked to a lot of people, they're very excited that I'm talking to you today. And what is the experience all about?
I always say the live experience is like watching Long Island Medium live, but without the shopping.
Yeah. That's funny.
But it's true. It's, you know, because you can't really, you know, what I do and how I work with spirit is so unique. Like there really is no plan. I joke when I say this, I do my hair and my nails, I put on a beautiful dress and fabulous shoes. I mean, that is the plan. You know,
that's awesome.
I go out on stage, I give a little quick speech on how I read, receive my information,
okay,
because believe it or not, there are husbands that buy tickets for their wives and they have no idea who I am, you know, or someone brings a friend. So, you know, I explain on how also spirit communicates in a large venue like that. And I typically answer a few, and I incorporate a few of the answers to the most frequently asked questions that I do get.
Okay.
My speech is anywhere from 10 to 12 minutes. And then we strictly get down to spirit communication. The one thing that I always stress about my live show is that people say this. They go, well, I didn't want to go. You know, it was so many people. At the end of the day, no matter whether there's five people in the audience or 5,000, I can only channel so many souls in a certain period of time.
Right.
The thing about the experience is that it is so effective because there are going to be things that you're going to be able to connect with, feel and receive messages from your own loved ones, even though I might not be directly speaking to you. And then when you hear these stories, because look, I'm the first one to say that what I do is crazy. How in the world can someone communicate with someone that has died? I get it. But the things that spirit has me say, there's no way I could find out. You know, spirit channels with that personality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not on that stage. I am literally down in the crowd. Spirit's going to guide me around the space and have me stop and deliver messages right up close and personal right in front of you.
That's crazy. So you just walk around and then whatever it hits you, whoever's talking to you, you stop and then you go up to them. That is so cool.
Yeah. It's almost like spontaneous. It's like when I'm out shopping.
Yeah. Watching you on TV and watching when you do interviews, I am in awe that you are not in tears every time you read someone, because these stories are just, I mean, you can see the pain, but then there's happiness. I don't know how you're not crying every single time.
Well, this is what I what people don't understand. When you're, you know, when you say in life, this is what you were meant to be, this is your path, this is who God intended you to be. I mean, I say this, my crew has the hardest job in the universe.
Aww.
Because they have to listen to this. And, you know, it is hard. It does. It affects everyone. But you have to understand, when I read the souls, I have to kind of remove myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they clear my own personal thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And my body literally becomes this vessel that I just sense and feel whatever it is that spirit wants to communicate or what they want me to feel from the person receiving the message. So, and trust me, I mean, there are times that I do break down.
Right.
You know, you'll see on Long Island Medium or even during the show sometimes. And it doesn't always have to be a horrific story. It could be someone just losing their grandmother, you know, and just missing her so much because she was such a huge part of her life, or someone that lost a child. You know, what I've learned from doing what I do also is that it doesn't matter how old or young your loved ones are when they died. At the end of the day, you lost them that day, and you miss them, and you love them, and you wish that they were there. And this is about healing. It's not about anything else. And it is really hard to keep those emotions separate.
At the heart of it, there's good, so.
Oh, yeah.
If you focus on that.
At the end of the day, it's changing so much. People say it. People will say it every time they attend my live show. They will say, I walked into that theater, I didn't know what to expect, and I personally did not get read. But what I witnessed was absolutely life-changing.
I'm sure.
It changes you in a way that it's unexplainable. I mean, I've been touring now for like 6 years.
Wow.
And it's, yeah. You know, Long Island Medium, I just wrapped up filming season season 8 of Long Island Medium, which is going to start to air in April. When I come back off of this tour, I'm going to start filming season 9. I mean, it's insane.
You are very busy.
You know what? I really feel like this is what I was made to do.
Seriously, that is so amazing. Everyone needs to go to this. Teresa Caputo, Live the Experience, Wednesday, April 18th, 7:30 p.m. at the RP Funding Center in Lakeland. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. And I would love to have you come down to the show, and I hope I get to meet you.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Me too.